Yesterday, a bit later in the show yesterday, we were talking about date stacking and we brought up this guy because he's gone viral on TikTok. He turned up to a date. It doesn't date very often. And there were 16 other guys there. So the girl was treating it like her very own Bachelor series or Love Island.
Right.
And now we're crossing to the UK to speak to the man in question who's gone viral here in London. PK, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, PK, we just thought it was so funny. We watched the TikTok video and could not believe that that happened to you. Can you, for people who aren't aware of what happened, can you talk us through it?
Yeah, for sure. It was like the most surreal experience ever. So I matched with this girl, and if I'm being too long-winded, just interrupt at any time.
Yeah, we love your accent, so just keep talking.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love your accent.
This is not a Tinder date.
Cheers, Cobber.
I matched this girl on this app called Hinge. I don't know if you have it over there, but essentially it's Tinder dating app. And then I messaged her, like some opening that I thought was funny. And then she said it wasn't funny, said she didn't want to match me anyway. And then basically just like ignored me. And then she then says that I've talked about your message on my group chat. And then she says, can I have your WhatsApp? And then sends me the messages on the group chat. And they basically decided that I wasn't funny and a terrible guy and that she shouldn't be interested in me. And then she doesn't speak to me for like 2 weeks. And I just completely ignore it. I was like, okay, that was an interesting dating app interaction. And then on like a random day, I just get a message saying, do you want to grab a drink later? And
she stitched you up.
I just said, yes. Yeah, sure. Why not? Like she was cute. And like I've been in lockdown for a year, so why not? And then I said on the message, I was like, this, because this just doesn't happen. Like two girls just don't message me and say randomly, let's go for a drink. So I said, look, I'm going to get ambushed, aren't I? And she said, no, you're safe. You're safe. Don't worry about it. So I turn up to the date and then there's one other guy, one other girl. And I was like, okay, this is fine. They're just her friends or something. And then he says he's her brother, which was a bit strange. And then I sit there for 10 minutes and he goes, I have to tell you the truth. I was the first date. And I'm like, okay, what do you mean? And then he's like, yeah, you're the second date. I was like, okay, this isn't good. And he's like, and there's like 10 more dates coming. I was like, oh, okay, right.
How'd you
go? And then they just kept coming. So then two guys came about 20 minutes later. So I think her idea was speed dating, but maybe just terribly organized. Two more guys came at the exact same time. So now there's four guys. And then like two more came and then three more came. And over the next few hours, and because I think we'd been in lockdown for so long, everyone was just so happy to be like out and about that everyone was just like, let's just have a drink.
Because I was going to say, PK, what were you guys saying to her? Like, were you okay? Was she owning it or was she laughing?
To be honest, like it's a really weird situation and all the comments have been really mixed about whether she should have done it or not. And I completely, whatever.
But, did you pass her?
I don't know. Huh?
Did you pass?
Pass, kiss. Like kiss.
A kiss, yeah. Mwah.
Yeah, so yes, yeah, eventually yes. So then like 10 guys are there. She kisses another guy. Which then really annoyed me, but this... I've been there since the beginning. So hey. I thought I had a good shot and then I was like, oh, well, I'm going to kiss her as well.
PK, I don't quite understand the UK lockdown laws because Prince Philip could only have 30 at his funeral, but you can just have 20 on a group date. What's happening over there?
So you're definitely not allowed a gathering of like that many people. But one, I didn't know it was that many people. And two, the plan was not to have everyone there at once. I think the idea was that
It would be staggered.
Like people would come and go, but then just no one did.
Now, mate, and then, if I rocked up to a date like that with the 17 other guys, the competitiveness will come out of me. I'd peacock it. The wings would come out. Now, did you guys challenge each other? Were you trying to get the best foot forward?
Drinking or competition.
Out to each other? Did you try like get the other guy drunk so he can go home?
Fight,
like,
Royal Rumble style.
Punch on.
I'm like you. I'm exactly like you. I was very much like,
challenge.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I stayed. There's so many questions. I was like, I've been here since the beginning. She's cute. I'm sticking around.
Yeah.
But then you have the very British nature, which is to just to be very like reserved and, and polite, and everyone just have a drink. Whereas if it was in Australia, I'm sure they'd just be a lot more of just, let's have some beers, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Everyone's just being reserved.
Or you'd say, let's go to the toilet, lock it, and then never let him out.
Oh, dear. Well, PK, I mean, before we let you go, is there a future here? Are you going to see her again?
So, I don't know. So, basically, either message her the next day, shock me, and then she doesn't message me back. And then yesterday, so I obviously just delete her and everything again. I was like, okay, well, that was an experience. I'll make a TikTok out of it and see how it goes. Then obviously it gets on the like newspapers and websites all over the world. Like
that's how news works now.
New Zealand, US, like here we are. And then, so yesterday she calls me and is like, what's going on? I've seen you in this newspaper. And I was like, I didn't even know we were in that newspaper. And then today, I just messaged her and was like, what's going on? And she actually replied. So I have actually spoken to her as of today.
Ooh.
But
she may like the fame that comes with this,
she might want your coin that you're going to make.
Run as fast as you can, PK.